In increasing numbers, Saudi investors have been withdrawing tens of billions of dollars from U.S. markets. This, according to a report in the Financial Times of London newspaper. Though the exact dollar amount is disputed, the pullout can be seen as one more sign of pressure on the U.S.-Saudi relationship. Andrew Hill, U.S. business editor for the Financial Times, says there are two major causes for the withdrawals.
One's political, and that is that the Bush administration has clearly gone out of its way to pursue some of the Saudi institutions and others that they claim to be a front for funding of terrorism. At the same time, last week, you had a $1 trillion lawsuit launched by relatives of the victims of 9/11, which also targeted Saudi institutions, members of the royal family, and some charities. And that, I think, has scared some Saudi investors that actually the U.S. might not be such a safe haven after all. And then the other issue, which is affecting all foreign investors in the U.S., is just a new calculation of whether U.S. assets, dollar-denominated assets, are actually attractive any longer, and clearly worries about the direction of the market and the direction of the economy are affecting all foreign investors in that respect.
Well, you mentioned the lawsuit that was filed in district court last week, which is asking for hundreds of billions of dollars. If that lawsuit is not thrown out of court, what would you say the effect would be on Saudi investment in the United States?
I think there's concern that a number of assets would then be threatened. But this works both ways. Clearly, those who are more concerned about the economic and market influence rather than the political influence are still investing according to those measures. For example, the most famous royal Saudi investor, Prince Al-Waleed, who has stakes in a number of companies in the U.S., has shown his confidence in at least one of those within the last 6 weeks, investing another $500 million in Citigroup, the big banking group, on top of $500 million that he invested in March. So obviously some people are taking a view that the politics is not as important as the view of whether there is value in the U.S. market.
What have we heard from American Treasury officials or business officials about this trend?
Well, clearly the general concern is much more about the overall trend towards selecting assets that are outside the US. And the statistics indicate that there's certainly a falling off in buying, I think down 14% in monthly buying of US assets over the last couple of months. Now, into that, a trend for Saudi investors to pull their money out may not be that significant, but psychologically it's clearly having an effect. And in the currency markets today, just our own report has had the effect of contributing to downward pressure on the dollar against the yen and the euro.
Now, is there anybody in the financial community who's skeptical about whether or not this really is due to Saudi displeasure and simply prudently diversification of assets or other reasons for these withdrawals?
Sure. I mean, we're hearing from a number of people, first of all, some skepticism about whether there really is a mass exodus. And this is very, very difficult to trace, clearly, because a lot of Saudi investors, like investors the world over, don't necessarily want to broadcast where and when they're moving their money. The other skepticism is obviously about the reasons. And as I've explained, the issue of whether Saudi investors are simply saying, like other investors, we don't think the US is quite as attractive as it was for a number of reasons, and we're going to put this into Europe or Asia or emerging markets. Whether that's the real reason or whether it's political disgruntlement, we may never know.
Care to call which way the trend of foreign investment of any sort is going in the United States?
I think we'll keep on seeing a reduction in the amount of buying into the U.S., clearly bad news for the current account deficit here and for the U.S. economy, until we dispel some of the economic uncertainty and some of the political uncertainty, for example, about likely invasion of Iraq.
Andrew Hill, thank you very much for speaking with us.
It's a pleasure.
Andrew Hill is U.S. business editor for the Financial Times of London, and he joined us from New York.